Welcome to Botches Off-Road. Join us as we talk about everything from gear reviews to trail stories, tent camping to rock landing, and all things to do with the outdoors. And ho, 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 this is our Christmas special. We're going to be doing a year wrap-up as we can do our best of doing this, so let's see how this goes.
From memory, so I'm sure we don't remember half of what we did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think right now what I did, when I started it. But I guess I could start off because I kind of know this is really actually my first year with Jasper doing camping and kind of my first full year of, you know, off-roading, overlanding, trail, you know, whatever you'd call this. So I think we started out in January, February, March, April-ish. I think the end of April, just as snow left. Jasper was only, I want to say, about 5 months old or so. And we were kind of just itchy, wanting to do something and get out. And we went out and just did a test camp in Newaygo County and took him out there. And you, at 5 months old, we were kind of like, we don't even know what we need right now. We just know he needs to be warm and we know he needs milk. And I didn't really have a whole lot stocked for truck camping with a kid. Like, I didn't really know what I needed. So it was kind of like a spring shakedown. So we did that. Kind of learned what we needed, learned we needed some more organization because everything was just thrown in the back. Went back down a couple weeks later, did it again.
Where were you guys doing this at?
We did that at, I want to say it's Mystery Creek.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But that was the first one. Then we did a state campground the second time. And then it's kind of when we started trying to get into some of these events once it got into like actual summer. Mm-hmm. And we started getting in kind of like a figuring out what was working. So we started doing some events. I know we did a drive with Botches. We did a drive with Zach. He hosted a drive up there by Gaylord. I did a drive with Austin, which was a fun one. We did that. And I think we did some power lines and stuff. And then we did the Toyota Takeover, which kind of transitioned to going to the Toyota Takeover. And then we met Ed with the Botches crew one day. And so after, you know, meeting Ed and we kind of hung out with him at Toyota Takeover, we went with him and went camping. And that was our first like kid camp failure. Was that night, like, I ate something bad earlier that night, and my stomach was killing me. So I was out running back and forth into the woods to go, you know, take a dump, and that's when I decided we needed a toilet. But also, that was our first time that we, like I said, we had our kid fail. Jasper started teething. And we started to realize that we did not have any kind of Tylenol or anything to help ease his pain. Mm-hmm. And he was crying good into like 11, 12 at night. And we decided to pack up and leave and throw everything in the truck at that point and leave. And at like 11:30 at night, which sucked. And then drive the 2.5-3 hours home so that we could get Jasper some Tylenol and stuff and make him feel better. And so that was our first fail, I would say, as far as like camping went. We don't usually have anything like that happen. Even with Jasper, he's usually pretty, you know, we get in a pretty good groove now. But yeah, it was just not being prepared. You know, we were so prepared in some ways and not prepared in others. And I think that was this whole summer was just shaking down to know what I really needed and not needed. So, yeah, we did that. God, we did the Labor Day. We did I don't even know, man. There's a lot. We did almost every weekend we went out. We did We did the one up in Everett. We did Everett with the Botches crew.
Oh, for the we were doing the pre-run to see if we want to go for third gen weekend.
Yep.
Was that what it was? The one where it rained out?
Yeah, a little
earlier.
Yeah, the one where I was super sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually, that was the one time that I think I was still a little bit newer to wheeling, and that stuff was a little, I wouldn't say trickier than what I've done, but it was just a different a different terrain than what I was used to. And I probably would have done a lot more of it alone because I was really starting to dig the rain and stuff. And I was like, dude, this is fucking sweet. But
if I really would have loved to stay, dude.
That would have been really cool though. But it was, that was a lot of fun. That was like, if you guys have ever seen like Jurassic Park, where it's in the middle of that downpour and he's running out of that Explorer trying to throw that fucking winch on the tree. Minus the winching.
I thought it was a Jeep.
You're right, Jeep. I thought it was, I couldn't remember if it was that or the Explorer, but I think that was the first movie. The Jeep. It was a Wrangler.
Yeah. I think it was only Jeep throughout the whole movie. The rest was the Explorers.
You're right.
Well, except for with the T-Rex chase.
Yeah. Nope, you're right. But you know that guy, it was, that rain was just that bad out there, and it was just like a whole other world.
Oh, yeah.
Water coming down, all the runoff. It was really cool. And I'd like to hit that Everett motor, that whole motor area. I'd like to do a camp over there and just do that whole area.
The two things I remember the most from that trip were, one, I was super sick and felt like I was going to pass out. And two, I broke, I broke Mark's bumper.
Yeah. I think my most memorables on that one, there are three things. One, that was the first time I've done a rocky incline with larger rocks. There was that, we had a hill that we did probably, you know, I'd say you got camera can't see it, or, you know, you guys listen can't see it, but like rocks like this, about, you know, almost about a foot wide, you know, rocks, just the bigger ones in the ground. And then the hill that we went up when we were pretty much bushwhacking.
Oh, that
Alex brought us up into I don't know how many degrees even that hill was. It was pretty damn steep. And then all stopped in a line and had to back around in the woods and shimmy around just to get out of it because it was a dead end.
And I scraped all the paint off my passenger side.
Yeah. I got some scratches. So that was a lot of fun. Everett was really cool. And I would really, really like to go back up to there. That was my first and only time being there, I think.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that again, because that's one of my favorite places to wheel.
I'll say.
I know, of course, like I said, I can't remember everything, but I know we did the Botches run later. I did the Cryptid Hunt. The Botches one was really fun. We redid Yuma Hills. That was the yearly trip, and we did Yuma Hills. I kind of redid that. There was a lot of area that we had already hit. Then we kind of went on some of the newer trails, and we found some really fun trails that weren't marked. That was a lot of fun. And then Alex did his attempt at like Baby Skidder.
I completed it.
You did.
I attempted.
Yeah. And we got some good footage of that though, so that was cool. Mm-hmm. I think I got some good drive-bys, Mark and his Tacoma. So, and we didn't have, for me, trying to think of failures this year, because that pretty much is for the trips other than Labor Day. And I would say my favorite trip of the year, we have to do that too. But, favorite trip of the year was Labor Day. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't necessarily the trails, because the trails kind of sucked.
It was the camping.
Sorry, Derek. But it was, I mean, they were like, it was bumping like a motherfucker. The trails in this deep, deep sand getting into that was really cool, because that sand was just like a foot deep. Everybody was just fucking getting through there. So that was really cool, going through all that dune sand just to get up to it. And it made you feel like it was a harder destination that normal vehicles couldn't get there. They could, but it made you kind of feel like that.
Right.
And then it was just the area, dude. You're right on a lakeshore. Not giving super, you know, not going super into detail where we were, but you're on a lakeshore. Because I don't want, well, one, I don't want people to go there.
Yeah, but you just described like 90% of Michigan. And if you say the lake that you were on, there's like 700 campsites along that lake.
That's what I'm saying. It's perfect. Nobody will be able to narrow it down. Well, now, I'll narrow it down a little bit. It was Lake Superior.
Oh, I was saying, I'll narrow it down a little bit. It's a big lake that's really deep.
It was Lake Superior. It was the northern shore of Lake Superior, somewhere around that area. And it was, I mean, absolutely beautiful. We all pulled out and we were all legally camping as we were designated for any lawyers or DNR listening, because we know DNR is listening. But it was really cool. We got some really good photos. My favorite part of that was there was like a little lazy river, and we had our chairs popped up there, and that was Jasper's first time comfortably playing in like a water.
Mm-hmm.
It was only like 3 inches, 4 inches deep. So he could just sit in there and just have a ball. And that was a lot of fun. So we did a few other trips later. Like we went up to Leelanau. We did a couple in Fife Lake area.
Where's Leelanau?
That's up north of Traverse, that same kind of peninsula area.
Gotcha.
It's pretty much where you get to Traverse and you have that peninsula where Leelanau is, Fishtown area, and you just go as high as you can. There's actually, if you guys want cool camp destinations, there's not really much off-road stuff there or, you know, state forest to camp, but Leelanau State Campground is probably one of the coolest state campgrounds that I have seen that's in that area, with some really beautiful like cedar trees and stuff in their campground. Like, it's just a gorgeous area. So yeah, no real failures. I think my biggest failure this year, vehicle wise, and I'll say mod wise too, because I guess I would kind of fall into, would be my air compressor. That was my biggest thorn in my ass this year, was my air compressor. I went through my one that I thought that was going to work great for us, burned out, but that was because I had it under the hood and I figured it would be waterproofed, being an off-road compressor. It just was not. So that was an all-top compressor. And that was kind of a pricey lose on my end. And then I got some cheap Harbor Freight compressors with advice of the guys from Minton State. But for some reason, every single one of my Harbor Freight compressors burnt out on the first fucking air up. So it was kind of a waste again. So I went through 3 Harbor Freight compressors in 3 weeks. Every weekend that I went out, it burnt out on the first air up every weekend. So after the third one, I went back. They went to try to give me a fourth one. I'm like, no, I just want my fucking money back. And then I put that into a Thor's Lightning. And that system has been great. Never had an issue since. Failures. We never let any failures happen. Alex helped me with the belts and my pulleys. I guess he really helped me. You helped me find some cheap ones.
Mm-hmm.
I did those while you guys were working on the black truck. And other than that, yeah, no, everything was good this year with me. I never had any breaks or anything. So, yay! Add the clapping and cheering that Alex is great for. But, yay! No breaks, no failures. Next year might be different, but no, we were good. You know, minor stuff like our electrical breaking or like the Anderson connector frying or something.
No, that was awesome.
Stuff that I fixed at camp with spares and had no issue ever since. So, but yeah, no failures. And I think it was a really good year. I gained a lot of experience with off-roading in general, with different terrains and different climates. I learned how to be a little bit more thoughtful on how I steer. With trying to overcome obstacles, I tackled an obstacle that I had hit earlier that year with a lot less difficulty than I did later. So it that same hill that we hit that you were like, this isn't bad at all. Oh, now given the hill wasn't as bad, but we also went down like for our yearly trip, me and Alex did some trails while we were scouting waiting for Mark. And then we redid them when Mark came, and I could notice a difference already on how much more experience I had, not on that trail, but just handling certain off-camber situations, mm-hmm. on how to best, you know, avoid going too crazy, too tippy, whatever. So it was a really good year for me for that. Really, really, really good camping year for us. We're super stoked. We're saving up and building up our fucking repertoire for next year. It's going to be bigger, badder, better. And yeah, so other than that, yeah. So I guess my question for Alex would be, how many breaks did you have this year total? All right. Any break counts.
What did I start with, Mark?
Yeah, what happened in January?
I broke the frame in March.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, Drummond. Went to Drummond, right?
Yeah.
That's when you broke it?
No, it was definitely March. I just looked it up on my phone. Really? Oh, no. No, it was May. March is when we went to Everett.
Yeah, March was when I got my truck. So I was about to say it was March.
My first break was in March. So frame.
That's such a big break too. Jesus.
I mean, it was all behind the rear axle. It didn't actually support anything but the cab, you know?
Yeah.
So I broke the frame in March and completely rebuilt that.
Not March.
Completely rebuilt.
May. Broke it in May. And that took me well into June, because I only have like 14 hours a week I can work on it. At least something that big. I got that done in about June. Then we didn't take mine to Drummond the second time.
Yep.
That was a great trip, though. Oh, was that trip great.
Who did Gavin, you go with?
You keep the break tally while I re-go over the year.
Good.
So we're at one.
Yep.
We went with MST, the big MST trip.
Yeah, but who did you go with? Like, you didn't go with your truck, you said.
Oh, I went with Mark. We rode or drove the taco.
Yeah, we drove taco. Our group was with Ed, Eric, and
I can't think of it. Ivan.
Ivan's great.
Yeah, Ivan's great.
Ed and Ivan are great to great to camp with. I forget who's Eric? Have I met? I don't think
probably.
I don't think you have. It's a white third gen Tacoma.
Yeah.
Man, I don't think so.
And the only trip I've ever seen him go on was the MST trip, the MST Drummond trip.
Oh yeah,
okay. I haven't seen him since.
Yeah. He said, nah.
But he was actually the group leader too.
Yep.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, you'll did that. If you ever hear jokes in like an MST chat or something where they're like, Alex's group's always the party or something, it's because we were up till 3 a.m. being loud as fuck.
We were, especially the first night. Yeah. Well, we technically second night if you want to count when we actually got there.
Because
safety officers here now, so
we were off in our own little space away from everyone, so we were being fucking rowdy, dude. It was so fun, though.
Even away from our actual area where we're located, because it was back in the woods a little bit.
Yeah, but I will admit we were rowdy. Politics get us rowdy. How's that? You mix politics, beer, and a campfire, man, we'll get rowdy.
Yep, and here I am just like our botches yearly. I'm like, all right guys, bedtime. Everybody's
I guess we should be quiet.
Let's see, after that, Trying to think of what my first trip after fixing the frame was.
Well, was it ever?
I was about to say, you're also not counting other stuff you did at the beginning of the year.
What did I do at the beginning of the year?
Roxon Valley.
I did skip Roxon Valley.
Did you go off-roading after New Year's, or was that before New Year's when you guys went in that giant group? Because I wasn't part of that.
I think that was before New Year's.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I was trying to remember.
All right, so I'm going through frame repair pictures. So then right after I got done fixing the frame, we realized that my rear axle was leaking really bad out of one of the sides. So the weekend after we were done with the frame, we tore apart my rear axle and replaced the wheel bearing and axle seals. And then at the same time, we cut my diff cover off and welded a new one on because it was rotted out.
Yeah, but I thought you were leaking a while before.
I was, but not from that spot.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm into June. Okay, so in June's when we put the rear bumper on.
Yeah.
And then was the barn fire. Man, that was the same day. I put the rear bumper on and the barn fire happened in the same day.
Yeah, that was fun.
Our first trip, quote unquote, after the frame repair was when we went to Pine Road and we were just pulling each other out back to back to back.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
Pine.
Prairie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Pine Street.
Yeah, they got some very gnarly mud holes.
Yeah, if you hit that in the spring, like early spring where the water runoff starts to get real high in there. Oh, yeah, dude, you'll sink your shit so easy.
Then we did the first trip we did with Gavin, which was when I had that what was supposed to be a camp out at my house before Toyota Takeover.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it was the first Botches trip for me.
Yeah.
So, Botches first trip. And then what we did was White Cloud, Skidder Hill.
Yep.
And we ended up at the top of Skidder Hill. But by the time we pulled Alex out of the first hole and then we got him, and then we took the trails and then took the long way, which was a lot of fun, by the way, the night ride. That was one of my first night rides. And then, did you say? Oh, no, I was just, and then you had tried to attempt Skidder Hill.
And I overheated my transmission.
And you overheated your transmission. That would be number three.
And it didn't break.
Nah, it broke stopped your mirror. Yeah,
I did break four. My mirror.
That's number four. Because I would count overheated transmission absolutely because you were having issues going forward. That sounds like a break. So we stopped up at the top of the hill, the little pull off over there. And by that time, it was like 1 o'clock, 1:30. And Derek had been up there for a while already. And we were all just like, half of us were like, dude, we're just tired. We want to go to bed.
Yep.
So we ended up just half of us ended up breaking up camp and just sleeping there. What was it you say?
I was going to say it helps that you guys actually had your camping gear anyways.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that was one good thing about having it all in your vehicle all the time. But and then was that the same? Was this the trip that connected to Toyota Takeover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't know because I had to
take over.
Yep. So the next day we all left and then convoyed to Toyota Takeover. And that was pretty much that was the day I met Ed and the day that I followed Ed like a lost puppy. Because it legitimately, I'm not even gonna lie, because I had never been to Dunes either. So
have never been either. That was my first day too.
So deep dunes like that, everyone's like, go down to like 10 PSI. I'm like, I've never gone down that low. and then as soon as we got up into the dunes, it was like deep ass sand and everybody, there was like five cars already stuck. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be bad.
So then the trip after that, the weekend after that We did the we started the Newaygo County mapping project.
Yeah. Which
is very much so still ongoing. And that is also the weekend I decided to redo my sticker bomb, which still looks the same, pretty much the same as when I did it. So that's really nice to know.
Yeah.
And
but
then the
on
weekend,
the upside, not a break.
Go ahead.
Yeah, oh, yeah, just saying, on the upside, that's not a break. So,
nope. So then the weekend after that, we went up to Everett and did the little scouting trip where I was so sick I couldn't even remember most of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some cool videos from that, though, and pictures.
Oh, you know what? We forgot something before.
What's
when
that?
We were talking about that. We forgot somebody's whole fucking bottom part of their Jeep, that trim. Got yanked out when we were going down that one trail.
I mean, he just stuck it back on.
The skirting. So. No, he threw it in the back.
It still got on.
Yeah.
So but then
that was funny. But you no. I'm not letting you move past this. And there's a reason. Because technically you caused a break on Mark's truck.
Yeah, technically.
So that's number five because you slammed the tailgate.
Oh yeah.
Or
the swing out.
Yeah. So that's gotta count, right, Mark? I'll let you decide since it was your truck. Does that count as a trail break?
I wouldn't. I think it was having issues before that, and it just was the final straw. It was that day of it.
Wow, what grace. Okay. We'll let it go.
So then it comes third gen weekend. I didn't even get to wheel on third gen weekend. I was like 5 miles from the trailhead and my upper control arm where the upper ball joint connects broke in half and I had to limp it to the trailhead. And then that's I limped it to the campsite.
Yeah.
Yep.
With a hose clamp holding my upper upper ball joint on.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it was definitely not a great time.
No. In retrospect, so much fun.
Oh, yeah. In retrospect, that is what led me to rebuilding the front end on the 4Runner. And it fixed all of my lift issues because my old lift springs were shot. It fixed my control arm issues because I had brand new control arms. It fixed there's no way it's going to break. Knock on desk and make sure everyone hears this.
I
did brand new knuckles out of a Tundra and I gusseted them. So there's no way that's going to break again. And then we did a lot then. Brand new CV axles, brand new inner and outer tie rods. It's like a whole new front end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You guys spent a really good amount of time putting that new front end in.
Yeah,
New brake line? Or was that the black truck?
New brake lines on both sides. I took the rubber brake lines out and did stainless steel brake lines.
Yep.
Because I thought my rubber ones were collapsing. Huh. Joke's on me. It was actually just my ABS pump acting up. But that's not a break. That's just no. I don't have ABS sensors, so my ABS pump couldn't bleed properly.
Right.
So I just ripped that motherfucker out.
Yeah, I don't think any of that really, you know, once you did do that first break, I don't think any of that counts.
Yeah.
Because that's all repairs while, you know, nothing was caused on trail or nothing. It was all repairs done to it.
So then my next five.
It's not bad.
My next trip was I went out with an XJ that I met on the Newaygo County Trail Riders group, and we were just doing some light wheeling, and we had not gusseted my passenger side yet. Everything we had done rebuild-wise was only the driver's side at this point.
Yep.
And we were going to do the passenger side the next weekend, and while I was out with the XJ, I bent my lower control arm, and was forced to do it, which, I mean, whatever. Everything was there to do it, so it wasn't the end of the world. Yeah, that was a crazy break. It made no sense on how that broke.
Wow.
Then I had a bunch of issues with stocking and getting parts to get, finish up the front end rebuild. So I didn't wheel again until
yearly.
September. Yeah, September. The yearly.
Yep. And if I recall, you only had was the last Rigs and Coffee after or before?
Before.
Okay, because you had your shocks blowout.
I had my good shocks when we were onto the early trip.
Okay, so you did have the one shocks blowout on you, so that would count, right?
I counted that in the front end rebuild because I put brand new 3-inch lift shocks, and they lasted me all of 30 miles. Yeah. And then I ripped them off, sent them back, and got better shocks in. You're counting that as that's not even a break.
Hey, well, so it kind of is because they broke on the way to Rigs and Coffee, and you could definitely tell.
Yeah.
And you were very disappointed, as we were all. You just got it running back again, and then already you're like, man, this thing is driving like absolute dog shit. So, hey, man, it's good. Next year, way less brakes.
And then I had no brakes on third gen weekend. I just took my sway bar off. I just took my sway bar off because I wanted more flex. But what was the hands for? What did I miss?
I'm just thinking. I'm like, I don't know, man. If you cut it off, took them off. Yeah, you just kind of cut them.
I mean, I did cut them off, but it wasn't because they were broken.
Yeah, we had no breaks for you on that weekend.
No, I didn't break anything third gen weekend.
You're right. Oh yeah, well, you're right. We had something else, but we'll leave that.
Yeah. And then my next trip, shit, was that Missouri was the next one?
The next one
was the drive to Missouri where I had my pinion seal started leaking on the way back and we replaced that in a parking lot. Mm-hmm. So count that as a break.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, Missouri was fun. That is my favorite trip we did this year. It wasn't really a wheeling trip, but it was a wheeling centered trip, if that makes sense.
No, yeah.
But it was definitely my favorite trip we did because as much as I love the people here in Michigan, it was nice to get out and meet other people from somewhere else that does the same kind of stuff we do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, and I was dead sick, and I really wish I would have been able to attend, but it was pretty cool.
And I mean, Benji's pretty cool, so.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would have been really cool to go to.
So, then,
what was your next one? We did a wheeling weekend a weekend ago? That would have been the most recent one. Then the last one, probably the last one you've done, right?
Yeah, and that's the next one, too, was our winter wheeling when I did skidder the second time and made it halfway up and could have made it out, but I backed out because I'd already broken off my brand new to me passenger side mirror, and I really didn't want to drag the passenger side of my car all the way up that hill, and that's what was going to happen if I kept going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not worth it, man. I mean, the mirror, it was a casualty of war, but like to scrape the whole side of your truck up at the same time, like it's just not
worth it.
It's not a dedicated off-roader either. So it's like, it would have, I don't mean to say like it would have affected your looks. And, I know how that sounds, but at the same time, it's your daily. So,
I don't want it to look like straight asshole. Side.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a buggy. It's your daily, and you want it to look decent. It's like, yeah, that would have fucked up your whole side. Could you have done it? Yeah, yeah.
It probably would have fucked up my windshield A-pillar because it would have caught the snorkel. And it probably would have ripped the snorkel off. And it it just wasn't worth it.
No,
I mean, based off of the crawler was, it was literally just on its right wheels. The left wheels were up in the air the entire time.
Oh, I didn't put that trip in there.
No, you didn't. I was going to say something about that.
Dang it. Okay, and somewhere in there, we took September 1st, we took our friend's crawler out, and I did skitter in that and completed it.
Yep.
And then promptly tore the crawler apart.
Yeah. But that pretty much chalks up the year for you, doesn't it?
Yeah. How many breaks was that?
Eight.
Eight breaks? Oh, my God.
Honestly, honestly, for a full year, though, I don't know. For the year of your vehicle and for it being for what you did, I don't think it's all that bad. Eight breaks.
I was mean to it.
Yeah, you were beating the shit out of it this year. So, yeah, I mean, it's more than obviously anybody would like, but it's not unwarranted, you know?
Yeah.
You had an old vehicle that needed repairs anyway, and you treated it like a fucking Jeep that you didn't give a shit about, and that's kind of what happened, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, not a bad year. What about you, Mark? You did a lot of the same ones I think Alex did, right? You haven't done any wheeling trips separate of Alex, have you?
I have one, at least one separate excursion that was just by myself.
Yeah?
It was very prompt to, oh, I'm going to go trailing in the middle of the night all by myself.
Yeah. Didn't even tell me.
Oh.
It was on the way back from Alex's heading home.
Yeah, he should have just been like, hey, man, do you want to do some wheeling? And I'd been like, fuck yeah.
It's all right. Fine. You guys did that to me like four times this year. I see like pictures of you guys like, oh, we went wheeling. I'm like, oh, what am I fucking chop liver? Like, damn. Oh, yeah, sorry. We forgot you. I'm like, yeah, no shit.
Well, to be fair, that was before you were a Botches member.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. No, I was definitely full on at that point. I get it. Like, I'm not there all the time, so it's like.
Hold up. I forgot a very important wheeling trip I did this weekend.
Oh.
I went to rescue a boat.
I forgot about that. Oh.
By rescue?
Yeah.
I mean, the plan was, so out in Holton, Michigan, there's a boat that someone dumped on the side of a trail. And we got our friend's trailer. It's only a 14-footer, but from the pictures we saw, the boat didn't look very big.
No.
So we go out to this trail, and the plan was, you know, take the 4Runner down, get or hook up to the boat with the tow strap, tug it across the snow because, you know, snow and boats, they're like sleds kind of, and then tug it back to where the truck was parked to pull it up on the trailer. When we got there, our friend John was turning the trailer around, and a lady pulled up, and she's like, you know, she's really nice, and she's like, good luck getting the boat. And we're like, oh, thank you. We just want to, you know, clean up the trail, get the trash out of here. And then she drove on up to our house, and we left John's truck parked on the side of the road. We took the 4Runner back, and this boat was freaking huge. It's like 25 foot long and like 14 foot wide, like way bigger than the picture made it look. So we didn't get the boat. We came back to the truck. I think we bullshitted for like 10 minutes before we left. And then got in the trucks, went to the gas station. We were filling up, and there's the state boy, you know, in his little blue Explorer, just driving around the parking lot. And finally, he pulls up to me, and he goes, are you in that white truck together? And I'm like, yes, sir. And he's like, were you looking for a boat? And we're like, yes, sir. And he's like, all right. Let me get out of the car. I got to show you something. I'm like, all right. And so he gets out, and he's like, so I got a call about some guys trespassing on someone's driveway who are out looking for a boat in the woods. And the people are really sketched out. So they got their pistol out and they're arming themselves to protect themselves. And I'm like, we were never in there. We turned around in their driveway. And he's like, that makes sense. And I was like, we're on a public trail. And I showed him the trail number. I showed him the coordinates for the boat. I told him that the boat had no numbers, so he couldn't call it in to see if it was stolen. Went through all that, and he's like, let me just, 1 second. I want you to read this call because it makes no sense at all. And the call literally said, guys out in the woods looking for a boat. They think they're trying, or the caller thinks they're trying to steal a boat. So the caller has armed themselves with a pistol and is sitting in her house. And I'm like, you never would have thought that this lady was going to call. She was cordial and nice and super polite.
Yep.
So it's always those chicks. Fucking Karen.
Yeah. The cop was like, I don't know if these people just think that that whole road is a driveway or what, but you were definitely on a marked trail.
Jesus. Yeah, that was definitely a year ender to remember. Are we going to be able to get out?
Cops called.
Oh, damn. Are we going to be able to do one right before January 1st? Or you don't think?
What do you think,
Mark? A last one?
You free on Saturday?
I don't work Saturday.
I think it should be free Saturday.
Because we're going January 1st, but we could definitely hit up Saturday and go do something.
Yep.
What day is January 1st?
Next Wednesday.
I got that off.
Oh, you can come up to Everett and do the poker run?
Oh, fuck. I don't want to play poker.
Dude, it's not actual poker. You're just wheeling, and then when you get to a spot, there's... Yeah.
Okay.
You just collect a card when you get to the spot.
And then if you get the best hand, you get prizes.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds fun. Maybe I will. I'll try to. Because that sounds like fun. But I have to make sure that I have gas in my budget for that.
It's literally our cryptid hunt, but poker.
Oh. Yeah. Sienna gets paid Friday. That could be her Christmas present to me because she hasn't gotten me a Christmas present. Her broke ass, she's like, me and Alex already talked about what her Christmas present was, but because at the end of the day, she's too fucking broke to get me anything. So maybe I'll have her give me like a couple tanks of gas for
her. I mean, hey, dude, we don't have to be PG. You can share.
Yeah, I think head was her Christmas present because she's too fucking broke to get me anything else. She just didn't want to be put on the naughty list because Papa Santa here had already gotten her a fucking bunch of presents. So no, that's all right. It all her money's going towards bills. All my money's going towards literally just catching up the household. So
yeah,
it's all good. But yeah, man, maybe we do the poker run because that would be a really, really good year ender.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, year starter.
And that would be a really good, episode.
Yeah.
For Wednesday night or next Monday.
We'll be back. We'd be back to recording. We'd be back to recording on Wednesdays by that time.
Yeah. We'll see.
Season two.
Yeah. Starting season two.
Man, that's crazy. You know, when did we actually start Botches? We started, and I mean, not the group, but the podcast. We started that back in September, July,
I think. October, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was October 1st.
Yeah, October 1st. Yeah, you're right.
Because I did
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Like, we have... I mean, no one listens to us still. But, right. You know, as a group, we have grown a lot just from taking the time to do this. October 14th was the very first... Oh, no, that's the bonus episode. October 2nd was the very first episode.
Yeah.
You know, I think... No, you know what? It's been really good. I think we did a lot this year, and I don't mean to say it'd be hard to top because it won't be for our experiences, but we had a really good guest list this year.
We did.
A good one.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I mean, Benji being, amazing. We had
Cindy Pope.
Yep, Cindy Pope. We had, Shooting with Cars.
Yep, Shooting with Cars.
Which is, I mean, these are great people. We had Michigan's Overland Influencer. Yep. Lexus Overland Influencer.
We had Eric Yoda Dispro. Disciple.
Yeah. Yoda Disciple, yeah. We should get Gladiator Joseph on at some point. Talk about his rig and why he chose what he chose. Because he has some specific reasons.
Right here, I have the contact card for who would be our biggest interview yet. Yeah. So I gotta call him and get a time set up for that.
I have to bug one of our guys that I have talked to before, which would have been, I think, maybe it would be our biggest interview yet if I get him, Tyler, yeah. With Independence Overland. As far as YouTubers go, I mean, Shooting with Cars and him, he's got more than Shooting with Cars, but overall, I think Shooting with Cars has more videos. So,
well, yeah, he releases every single day.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
what's that one? Independence over
off. Yeah. I believe so with Tyler.
Oh, he's way below Shooting Cars.
Is he?
Oh yeah.
It's funny because when you look at his cinematography and his production quality, he should be up a lot higher than he is.
Yeah, he's like 143,000 subscribers lower than Zach is.
Oh, okay. Well, not as much as I would think, but yeah.
That poor baby in the background.
Yeah, no kidding. Not my baby.
So, kind of back on topic, we have not talked about my brakes yet.
Yeah, well, and you know, I almost forgot you had any because that Tacoma is just so reliable.
Well, I think the first one, and it was a friend's get together, and it was an unexpected wheeling. The day of doing that, I blew out my rear brake solenoid. So that was actually the first ever repair was a brake solenoid.
Oh, yeah, that one was.
Replacing brake drum pads and everything. That was the first one. I think I was good for a bit. I wanted to say either
drum. But your brakes still sucked.
Yeah. It was a very temporary fix to get going that night for a wheeling trip. So it was a very quick temporary fix. And been meaning to fix it and totally forgot about it. But Alex reminded me, like, oh, yeah, I really should work on those rears again. Actually work them all the way around, not just replace one drum with new shoes on both sides and one new solenoid.
Yeah, I hit the brakes and it just kept going.
Yeah. I think my rack and pinion either got screwed when I went on my solo trip because I got stuck in my solo trip.
Right.
I was stuck for like a good 15 minutes. I took a little water in the cab for how long I was there. And I think me just inching my way out, turning the wheel back and forth might have started it. And maybe or maybe not Drummond Island the second time might have really finished the rack and pinion. But I didn't know it was the rack and pinion going bad because it was around, I think after that is when I discovered my power steering fluid was just going somewhere but was not coming out. Which, so I was like, where the frick did it go?
Speaking of which, you never brought that up to me until we were on the yearly trip.
No, I thought I told you about it.
I had no idea your power steering was just magically disappearing.
But yeah, no. That was going on for a good couple months. I was just thinking it was a leak in my leak somewhere else and not actually with it because I had a mysterious leak, but I'm pretty sure it was a rack and pinion leaking. I was thinking it was either from the I think it was from the power steering pump itself. It was leaking. I just couldn't figure out where at because it was just getting flung all over the place, but that was coming out of the axles. But, and then I had brakes go out again in one of our outings. Actually, that first ever outing with Gavin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the water really to help lube up your situation a little bit, you know, is we were going through some pretty deep puddles, and I think just having the brakes wet didn't help.
No,
really. But all I remember from that trip was climbing that big hill.
Oh yeah, no, we had some deeper puddles because there was already some rain, and then it started raining again. So some of those puddles got, I would say, 6 to 8 inches, but nothing too crazy, but enough to wet the brakes good.
Yep.
Enough to make some steam come out of from your exhaust, you know.
Yeah. And then those brake pads were worn. They were pretty much gone. They were pretty much pancakes. So I ended up temporarily just putting new pads on because I did not have the budget for new brakes all around, and I had to replace calipers eventually too. So I drove around with really worn out rotors and new pads. And then that same day, my swing gate latch gave out. It's what you get for an Amazon bumper, but it wasn't my purchase, so I can't complain too much about that.
Right.
I guess you could count the whole bumper as over the year was just breaking because we had to fix it so many times. We welded it.
Don't buy Amazon bumpers. Like, that's just what it comes down to.
Yeah, no, definitely. If it didn't have a swing out carrier, I would probably have dropped that bumper, or it would have been fine because it was just a normal bumper at that point.
Right.
But for what it is, I can't complain too much about it. It's already on it. I'll ride it until it actually really has a major malfunction where it's broke, and I can't fix it anymore. But for right now, that will work for me. Our yearly trip is when we actually discovered what was wrong with my rack opinion.
But that boot was blown up like a balloon.
But before we were thinking that what we had to fix, and then we discovered my CV axle on the other side, not the one that was blown up like a balloon, was ripped. So I ended up replacing the CV axle on that trip. I think it's still good. So technically it's not broken. It's just the boot got torn, but it's still considered a break.
I mean, once we reboot it, I think it'll be okay, but it's still a worn out CV axle.
Yeah.
And the way it was ripped looks from it getting overextended, which I don't understand because that first day. Oh,
yes,
we did do some off camber stuff that first day.
Yeah, sure did.
So that's probably when you ripped it.
Could have been one of that, like that. We had like an 8 or 9 inch log that we went over.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That could have been it right there.
Yep. And
I don't anymore.
I guess you want to count it when we replaced my rack opinion, the hose line deteriorated.
Yeah, we just replaced the rack and pinion, and like not even 6 days later, the hose was rotted out and falling apart.
Yeah. Trying to think of anything else. I don't think you had much more
breaks. Oh, there was one more. Technically, it wasn't a break. It was more of a dent. We went over to our local friend off-road group. Hazard Off-Road, is it, right?
Road Hazard Garage or something.
Yeah.
What do they call themselves on Instagram? Radical Road Hazards.
That's right. That was, I think, back in July or June. I think it was July July, because you literally just got done with your 4Runner.
Yep.
Yeah, we went over there to test this little park, and I was following Alex, and shouldn't have. Got a little too tight of a spot, and I crumpled my driver's side fender.
Ooh. We brought you over there now, too, right, Gavin? You've seen that little tiny park?
Yeah, he went over there.
The one that our buddy Mike Wilson's building?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you brought me over there, and that was my first turtle.
Yeah.
The perfect amount of logs, the turtle. Yeah.
Piss me off, man. He's like, all right, are you ready to start the trail? Start the little off-road park? I'm like, yeah. They go over the bump. Okay. Alex goes over it easy enough. I'm like, okay, me too. You know, I've done logs before. I get over it, and it's the exact perfect length to turtle me right behind my wheel, right in front of the other one. And I'm like, oh, my God. And these are a bunch of Jeep guys, too. So I'm like, this is fucking embarrassing. So Alex had to come back and pull me up. And as soon as he pulled me up and I got traction, I was good. But it was like, God damn it. I was just like, man, I want to go home. But thankfully we did the rest of it. And yeah, it was pretty cool. They hadn't you heard it that night? You fucked that up that night?
On the T-post? It was the other night. No,
oh,
it was
a different
one. Yeah.
This was before he actually started caving out that dirt hill and stuff.
Yeah, I almost went up that, and I'm glad that I backed up right as Alex was like, hey, yeah, don't go up that. I was like, yeah, it looks a little soft. I was kind of getting, they're like, there's another spot, but I didn't see it.
I don't think he had logs that first time you when you went out there, Alex.
He had a couple of logs, not like he does now.
Yeah, I'm about to say not like it is now, though.
And then he had the little rock garden.
Yep.
Which I need to go see what they've added, because they came and got a whole couple loads of cement from the farm.
Yep.
So there's some new stuff out there that I haven't even been on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really cool. Listeners, go check out Radical Road Hazards. They're building a really cool Cummins right now. They've got a old CJ7 and a LS swapped TJ.
Yep.
Yeah. And I have to agree with you, Alex. I think our Minnesota trip was my favorite trip for the year.
Yeah, it was such a fun trip, dude.
It was.
I would say also, I guess to add on to my, you guys were talking about favorite trip. I had a Leelanau trip. It wasn't nothing special. Sienna and I had just a weekend off together, and we decided to go up to Leelanau. We stayed at the state campground the one day. We stayed in Fife Lake area the next, scouting for cryptid. But that trip, that was pretty much towards the end of the year. We had everything worked out. All the kinks were flattened. Everything went smooth. And you get a lot of, you get a lot of times where something kind of goes wrong here, kind of goes wrong there. You don't get a lot of camp trips that just everything goes right and it's just smooth sailing. And that was just like a really cool one to just go up there. We were playing out, you know, we went rock hounding, looking for rocks. The kid was out on the beach, you know, it just, everything went good.
You were the rock hound.
Yeah.
I should have taken a picture. I found a really cool rock at work the other day, and I didn't take a picture of it, and I should have.
Yeah. No, we started when Sienna's first time camping. We went up to, I'm trying to remember, Two-Hearted area, and she found a bunch of rocks up there, and she wasn't really a rock hound before. And we're not really rock hounds, but we just saw rocks that we liked, and we took them. And ever since then, we're like, oh, we'd love to go other places and maybe find some agates or, you know, some jaspers and stuff, something like that. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. So I think that that'd be my other favorite one. But, yeah I think that kind of wraps up the year, doesn't it? I mean, we had me, we had you, we had Mark.
Yep.
Mark only had a few breaks. You had 8. I had, I don't know. I want to say that I could probably factor in something in there, but not really anything that stopped me from
going. Do you have an answer connector melt on you?
Yeah, but that didn't really stop anything.
I know. I guess. Didn't.
But yes, I did have an Anderson connector short, but the reason that shorted was because when Alex and I first started figuring out how to use these things, and he was helping me do that, we didn't push the pins in all the way.
Yeah.
So it was arcing. So after we learned that, we just pushed the pins in all the way on the second one, and everything's been fine since. So,
and now they are the safest way to connect a battery to a power device.
I will say this. I am going to run another, probably a smaller cable with Anderson's to the back seat. Area where I store my compressor, because now having to take my compressor out but having a hose long enough to go all the way around the truck is kind of like like, it's nice to have that there when I need to take my compressor out to help air other people up that don't have decent compressors.
Just make them come to you.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, I think that wraps up our year, guys. I mean, pretty good year, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, it was a good year.
We want to thank you guys for listening into the Botches Off-Road podcast on our first season, our first year, and we hope to see you on our next one.
There's only one more episode left this season.
Yeah, I know. It's getting there.
Yep.
So, right. I'm going to release this one a little bit early, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be nice.
All right.
We'll see you guys later.
Later.
Later.